These days, one of the subjects consuming Britons, at least some anyway, is the leader of the Conservative Party, David Cameron. What the respectable and not-so-respectable chattering classes are chattering about is that his wife, Samantha, is pregnant. Zoe Williams wrote about this in a recent column in London's Guardian newspaper. Zoe, tell our American audience, first of all, who David Cameron is and why columnists like you are writing about the fact that his wife is pregnant.
Well, David Cameron is the head of the Conservative Party, obviously. He is a very fresh-faced, very posh. I don't even know if your audience will kind of conceive of this concept, but we're obsessed with class, obviously, in Britain. So he's this kind of very posh public schoolboy who really carries the whole wealth of the establishment behind him. You know, he's really seen as the kind of great white hope of the Conservative Party. He's very young. He's only 39 or 40. The kind of relevance of his wife's pregnancy is really, it kind of really makes him feel very of the moment.
And they do have other children, correct?
Yeah, this is a really key point. They lost a child last year, and it was a devastating blow. Nobody was expecting it. He was disabled, but he led a very full life. He was very happy. And it was a horrible, horrible news, and the whole country really felt for them because it was very much played out in the public eye. There were photos of them leaving the hospital. It was sudden. It was horrible.
Is the implication, though, with David Cameron's wife being pregnant, that they're now less posh and more of the common class?
Not so much that. I think it just makes them seem more human. You know, they're always going to be posh, and they're always going to be very obviously posh, but it does humanize you rather, especially if you're campaigning 6 months pregnant, absolutely exhausted, looking ridiculous, which everybody does when they're 6 months pregnant. You know, of course this is going to be good, just from the point of view of, like, all our hearts are going to go out to them.
Now, David Cameron is trying, actually, to rebrand the Conservative Party. What is the current image of the party, and what's he doing to change it? What does he want the image to be?
Well, the traditional image of the party is that they're very socially conservative, so they were kind of homophobic, anti-immigration, they like the status quo maintained, you know, they want to smash the unions, and successive Tory leaders have totally failed to change it in any way. So there was an awful campaign run for the last election where the then leader was trying to fight on an anti-immigration ticket, which just made them look even worse than people already thought they were. Now, the amazing thing David Cameron has done is rebrand them in untested territory. So rebrand them in, for example, environmental issues. So there's no obvious dichotomy between being a social conservative and being pro-green. So he just went kind of hell for leather without having to take on the old guard on issues of kind of immigration.
All right, so I'm not going to ask you any questions about your own political leaning, Zoe, but when you hear about a pregnant Samantha Cameron, does it kind of raise the level of warm and fuzzies for you?
Well, I mean, it does for me, but I remember very clearly when Cherie Blair got pregnant, which was in 1999, and that I felt very cynical about. I hadn't had children at that point, and I was thinking, oh, she's just done this to give Tony Blair a lift. She's just doing it as a favor for him. I really thought that she'd done it cynically. Now, I just think that's the most ridiculous notion. The woman was 45 years old. The idea that you'd have a child at 45 just to do a favor for your husband is completely unthinkable. And now I know what a kind of hit and miss, intensely emotional business it is. I cannot help but feel a bit soft towards people. Yeah, for sure. I do feel warm and fuzzy.
Zoe Williams, a columnist for The Guardian, speaking to us from London. Thank you so much, Zoe.
Thank you.